Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Meseches Eruvin, and we are up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So we're discussing Eruvei Tchumen, and we were talking about how if you make an Eruvei Tchumen, you don't have to put the food exactly where you want to be Kona Shvisa. As long as the food is accessible to you from the place you want to be Kona Shvisa during Bein Hashmashos, then it's a valid Eruv. So the Mishnah discusses how this halacha plays out. So it starts with a case where you have a tree in a Rosh Hasharabim and you want to be Kona Shvisa right next to the tree in the Rosh Hasharabim, but you put the food on one of the tree branches. So if you put the food that you want to use for your Eruv on a tree branch that's more than 10 Tfachim off the ground, it's not a valid Eruv because the food is in a Rosh Hasayachid, and therefore during Bein Hashmashos you would not be able to take the food off of the tree into the Rosh Hasharabim where you actually want to be Kona Shvisa. So you don't have access to the food during Bein Hashmashos, and therefore it's not a valid Eruv. But if you put it on a tree branch below 10 Tfachim, closer than 10 Tfachim to the ground, then it's a good Eruv because the food is in a Karmelis, and carrying from a Karmelis to a Rosh Hasharabim is Aser Midrabanan, but Bein Hashmashos there's no Iser, meaning it's something that's Aser Midrabanan is Mutter during Bein Hashmashos, and therefore you're allowed to take the food at the right time during Bein Hashmashos, so you could be Kona Shvisa with that food. The Mishnah now talks about someone wants to be Kona Shvisa in a Karmelis and put the food in a Rosh Hasayachid. Nesanu babor, afilu amuk mea ama, eruv eruv. If you put the food in a bor, even if it's 100 amas deep, the eruv is fine because the bor is a Rosh Hasayachid. You want to be Kona Shvisa in the surrounding area, which is a Karmelis, and carrying from Rosh Hasayachid to a Karmelis is only Aser Midrabanan, and during Bein Hashmashos, they would not go there. That is there, so therefore the Eruv is a Kasher Eruv. And another case where the food is in a place that's not directly in the place you want to be Kona Shvisa, but near the place you want to be Kona Shvisa, Nisanu Barosh HaKona Barosh HaKundas. You put the food on top of a reed or on top of a pole, and you want to be Kona Shvisa next to that pole. So Bizman Shu Tolish for notes, Afilu Kavah Me'a Amah Hareze Eruv. If the reed is not attached to the ground, and it's just stuck into the ground, but it's been cut from the ground, then it's re-stuck into the ground, even if it's 100 amos high, it's a good Eruv, because there's no Isser of carrying, because the top of the reed is in a Makom Patur, and you're allowed to carry from Makom Patur, even Midrabanan, forget about Midaraisa, but the Eruv is only kosher if the reed was first uprooted from the ground, because if it was still planted in the ground, then taking food from it would be Aser, because you might, we'd be Choshesh, that you might violate the Malach of Kotzer, and take off a piece of the reed. But if the reed is stuck into the ground, it's not planted in the ground, then there's no chashash of the melacha of kotzer. And then one final case, a fourth case in the Mishnah, is a case where you have a locked box, and the lock is attached to the box by a rope. Nesanu b'migdal v'avad hamavteach hareze eruv. If you put in a closet, you put the food in a closet or a box, and you lock that closet, and then you lost the key, it's still a kasher eruv, even though you can't open the lock. You can open it during Bein Hashmashos by just cutting the rope with a knife. Rabbi Elazar Omer, im eini yodea shemavteach b'mekomo, eino eruv. And Rabbi Elazar disagrees, and he says, if you don't know that the key is that the key might be lost, then it's not a kosher eruv. According to Rabbi Elazar, it's aser to cut the rope with a knife. So if the key might be lost, then that automatically will make the eruv puzzle. Meaning he holds that it's a violation of mukta to use a knife to cut the rope, because he's more machmir about even a klisha melachtol the heter, which is a very big chumra in mukta, and not only is a klisha melachtol the isur mukta, that even a klisha melachtol the heter is asur if you're not using it for what its primary designation is for. And a knife is usually used to cut food, not to cut ropes, and therefore it's a violation of mukta to use the klisha melachtol Laheter. Now, Mishnah Dalet discusses other cases where the food for an Eruv may not be easily accessible to you during Bein Hashmashos. Nizgalgil chutz l'tchum, if you put the the food near the 2,000 amma limit, and then the food rolled outside of the 2,000 ammas, v'nafal alav gal o nisraf, or you had a pile of rocks that fell on it, you know, a house caved in on the eruv, or it was burnt, o truma v'nitmes, or the eruv was truma food, and it became tamei. So the halacha is miba'od yom eno eruv. If any of these things happened before Shabbos started, meaning before Ben HaShemashos, then it's not a valid eruv, because by the time Ben HaShemashos came, which is when you need to be Konesh Shvisa, the Eruv wasn't there anymore. But Mishecha Shecha Hareza Eruv. If any of these things happened after Ben HaShemashos, so then it is a good Eruv, because during Ben HaShemashos you were able to be Konesh Shvisa, and even though the food has since disappeared or gotten ruined or whatever, that's not going to be a problem. But Im Safek, if you don't know exactly when it happened, Remei Rabbi Yehuda Umrim Hareza Chamar Gamal, that's like a person driving a donkey and a camel at the same time, meaning you can't walk in front of the donkey or behind the camel, but you can only walk between the two of them. So the owner can only walk between the Eruv and his house, but he's not allowed to go past the Eruv because the Eruv might be pasul, and he's not allowed to go past his house in the other direction because the Eruv might be kosher, meaning he has to be machmir in both directions. That's what we mean when we say chamar gamal. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Safik Eruv kosher. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon say, no, the Eruv, Safik Eruv is going to be kosher. The Eruv was accessible, it was royal achila, and therefore you could rely that the chazaka was, that it was in place, so you assume that it stayed that way until the last possible moment. So even though right now you have a chazaka to hashta, that it's not in place, but you go with the chazaka to meyikara, that it was in place, and therefore you assume it remained that way. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Avtulmus Heid Mishum Chamisha Zakenim, Al Safek Erev Shekasher. And in fact, Avtulmus said in Eidos, in the name of Chamisha Zakenim, that a Safek Erev is in fact kosher. So let's chazer what we did today. Mishnah Gimel, we learned four different cases where an Erev may be not accessible to you during Ben HaShemashos. Case number one is if you put it in a tree that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, the Erev is not valid because that's the Erev is in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid and you're being Kona Shvisa in a Rosh Hashanah Rabin. But if it's less than 10 tefachim off the ground where it's only Carmelis, it's going to be Mutter. Then we had a case where you put it in a bar that is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid and you're trying to be Kona Shvisa in a Carmelis, that is perfectly fine. Then we had a case, third case was, you put it on top of a reed that's been detached from the ground, no matter how tall it is, that's a Makom Patur, and therefore that's going to be fine. If the reed were still attached to the ground, it would be a problem, because there's a Chashash of Kotzer. And case number four is, you put it in a box or a closet, and you lost the key, that the Tanakhama says it is a valid Erev, and Reb Lezer says, yeah, if you don't know where the key is, then it's not a valid Erev, because you can't go cutting the rope that's locking the box with a knife on Shabbos, according to Reb Lezer. And then in Mishnah Dalet, we said that if the Erev rolled past the Tchum, or a rubble caved in on it, or it got burnt, or it was Truma that became Tamei, so then it depends when it happened. If it happened before Ben HaShemashos, certainly you don't have an Erev, because at the time that you need to be Kona Shvisa, it wasn't there. If it happened after Ben HaShemashos, certainly you do have an Erev. If you're not sure when it happened, then you have a machlokas. Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda say you have to be machmir in both directions, but Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi quoting Avtulmus in the name of Chamisha Zakenim all say that a Safek Eruv is kosher. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel Mishnah Hey.